The Wreck of the Titan by Morgan Robertson. Chapter 1. She was the largest craft afloat, and the greatest of the works of men. In her construction and maintenance were involved every science, profession, and trade known to civilization. On her bridge were officers who, besides being the pick of the Royal Navy, had passed rigid examinations in all studies that pertained to the winds, tides, currents, and geography of the sea. They were not only seamen, but scientists. The same professional standard applied to the personnel of the engine room, and the steward's department was equal to that of a first-class hotel. Two brass bands, two orchestras, and a theatrical company entertained the passengers during waking hours. A corps of physicians attended to the temporal, and a corps of chaplains to the spiritual welfare of all on board, while a well-drilled fire company soothed the fears of nervous ones and added to the general entertainment by daily practice with their apparatus. From her lofty bridge ran hidden telegraph lines to the bow, stern engine room, crow's nest on the foremast, and to all parts of the ship where work was done, each wire terminating in a marked dial with a movable indicator, containing in its scope every order and answer required in handling the massive hulk, either at the dock or at sea, which eliminated, to a great extent, the hoarse, nerve-racking shouts of officers and sailors. From the bridge, engine room, and a dozen places on her deck, the 92 doors of 19 watertight compartments could be closed in half a minute by turning a lever. These doors would also close automatically in the presence of water. With 9 compartments flooded,